All right, guys, I want to talk to you about something. And I know a lot of you out there, you have families, you're married, or if you're not, you're just cooking for yourself. There's a moment in the evening where you say to yourself, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. What am I going to make? I hate that moment.
Are we literally making shells again for these children?
This is what I'm saying. Blue Apron can change all that. It really does. Like, skip your meal planning and just, it's stressful to me.
Yeah, have great meals ready for you.
Get straight to cooking with Blue Apron's delicious meals that are great on the grill.
They send, by the way, all the ingredients, even hard to find ingredients.
I'm going to say this and your mouth is going to water. Okay. Honey chipotle glazed chicken with poblano and lime rice.
I want it.
My mouth is watering. Add smoky depth to your dinner while enjoying the warm weather. It's summertime. That's a great thing to grill out there. And getting these perfect grill marks, I absolutely love it. With incredible ingredients and chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you gives you the power and lets you know the power of what food can do for you and how it can make.
And how good you feel in accomplishing something just by cooking something
great
yourself.
Great variety, convenience. They send it to you. As Jay mentioned, they only send you for each meal the amount of ingredients that you need, so there's not excess. You're not
going to have like hoisin sauce, like a gallon of hoisin sauce sitting in your refrigerator for 6 years.
Flexibility. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what fits their schedule. High quality, you know, they send
the highest level meats and
non-GMO
fish.
Ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Again, it is, I used Blue Apron long before they ever sponsored the show, and it helped us help my family cook together. My daughter is now in a cooking camp, and so she is now participating in the Blue Apron stuff later at night. It's just a wonderful thing.
Love it.
So check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free at blueapron.com/DPT. That's blueapron.com/DPT. Get your first 3 meals for free. I'm going to just, again, the honey chipotle glazed chicken with poblano and lime rice. Chrissy Teigen's chipotle lime chicken fajitas with sautéed mushrooms and sweet peppers. Are you kidding me? How about, this is a customer favorite, sweet chili beef and vegetable stir fry with garlic rice. That sounds awesome. My kids would love it.
Chrissy Teigen's dish is a legend.
It is. It's legendary. Barbecue vegetable flatbread with Swiss cheese. I absolutely love it. Blue Apron. Again, blueapron.com/DPT. Get your first meal, 3 meals free. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. Listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. And Dirt, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population new.
Population light.
We're going to turn the lights on in here today.
Do you know how in some countries they call it like Coke Light?
Yeah.
It's not Diet Coke.
Oh, really?
It's
Coke Light.
Coke Light. Oh, yeah.
We have comedy light.
Royale light.
It's comedy light. It's comedy without the calories.
Jay Light.
Jay Light,
us.
One of our favorite people connected with the roast battle.
He is a tremendous joke writer. He is a sweet guy.
Oh,
he might
guys.
Be the whitest guy you've ever seen.
Could be.
Can you please tell me the
practically translucent?
Tell the joke about your lips. You have a great joke about your lips. And we'll take a picture and we'll post it on the Facebook page. If you're not on the Facebook page,
Get on it. What the hell are you
just
waiting
so you can
for?
See you gotta see these
Jay
lips.
Jay Light's lips.
I am a straight man, but it does look like my lips have touched all the dicks.
There you go.
Look, I know what I'm working with. These things
could
like,
be both.
Like two donuts sitting on my face, just waiting to get glazed.
Let's glaze these donuts. Hey, Dan, you know how you say, like, let's light this candle?
Yeah.
Let's glaze these donuts, right, shall we?
We're here for a reason, Daniel Van Kirk.
I know.
You got a story.
I do. Let's you want to do it?
Yes.
Let's jump in.
Sent in by Catherine Tuck at Catherine Lorna.
Old Friar Tuck.
Let's tuck and roll. Let's the tuck roll.
This is how the tuck roll came into effect.
Catherine Lorna. Thank you, Catherine. All right, here we go. I'm going to read you guys the headline. Ready?
What are we going to feel when we read that? Are we going to know everything we need to know from the headline, or is it just going to pique our interest?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Shark.
Okay. I already love it. I already love it.
Yep. Shark drags woman into crocodile-infested waters in Australia.
Okay, this is the point where you say, like, maybe we don't need to see everything in Australia.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just
do... Well, because the thing in Australia is that, like, you'll die there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything will
I've
kill you.
I've been to Australia. I was on Kangaroo Island.
Stop.
which sounds like a made-up place. Mm-hmm. I saw a bunch of like kangaroos.
It sounds like a little kid cartoon. Yeah.
Like, that's their discovery zone.
Let's go to Kangaroo Island.
I swear
Hopping
to you.
Hopping about.
But if I saw...
It's a half a bat.
I said, let's get the fuck out of here. I was like, I can't...
Get out, mate.
There's no... If I saw any
you
predatory
can't
anything...
Quit out. Trying to get in my pouch.
Because there's like three cities, right?
No, there's Melbourne. There's, right.
By the way, Sydney, Perth.
Perth.
And Kangaroo Island.
And if you are a woman...
North. I was on Lizard Island, too.
Listen to me. If you are so a creative. Woman, an Australian woman who is DTF...
Yeah.
Get in my patch.
Oh, I think you said dumb town friendly.
Get in my patch.
That means it's time to go. It's time.
But it's nice just... and warm in my patch.
I have a friend who went there, and he told me that they kept telling him, like, look, if you go outside of the city,
you
there's
will die.
So many ways you're going to die.
Lots of animals and lots of bugs.
Don't
step on this. Don't pick that. Don't smell this.
So she clearly was where she should not have been.
Shark drags woman into crocodile-infested waters.
Now, this to me...
out of the frying pan into the fryer.
This is this is a moment where they like write that into the Meg script.
Oh, yeah.
They're like,
that's Meg too.
This is so he drags in the crocodile
like, nah,
and all
nah,
the
nah,
studio
Jason
people,
Statham nah. thinks this is too much.
Yeah, it's like they'll never believe this.
Did Meg come out yet?
It's about to.
On the way.
The promotion for it is
somebody's
out now.
Had to have done a Meg parody where it's about Meg from Family Guy, right?
Or Meg Ryan.
Or Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Talk about lips.
We talk about lips.
Wait,
we talk
so it's
about
not
lips.
Out. It's not out.
I've seen commercials for it, so I think it's coming
Rain
out
Wilson.
Like that.
Rain
it's,
Wilson.
It's coming
I
out.
I want to see
now.
It.
I definitely want to
see
it.
It's probably out this weekend.
Is it weird that I want to see Skyscraper?
Yes.
No, I totally want to see Skyscraper. Because
you're one of the only few.
I know.
It did not open well.
It did not open well.
This is a point where you're like, we've seen a little too much of The Rock.
I guess they'll really like his left leg. That
is weird. All right. What happened to this woman?
A once in a lifetime, excuse me, a once in a, I got
getting choked up a little
Dan,
bit.
Are you crying?
Well, it's a once in a lifetime.
Shark drags woman into crocodile infested waters.
Yeah, a once in a lifetime, which is in quotes. Which does that mean that they're...
It isn't once in a lifetime?
Right, does that mean it happens
a
lot?
No, this happens so often in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't even care.
A once in a lifetime.
And we have a lot of Australian listeners.
We do.
So if they know anything about this,
please,
send us our way.
That's not a knife.
A once-in-a-lifetime trip in May for a woman in Australia, there's no commas, and there should have at least been two at this point,
at least,
quickly turned into a harrowing experience when she suffered a bite while feeding a shark, which then dragged her into the water.
You are a dummy.
Well, where are we at?
We're dumb people done.
I'm just going to feed this shark.
I know.
There's Greg.
No, not that shark. Greg Norman standing over there.
Jay Light, if someone says to you, do you want to come feed this shark? Are
what
you participating?
Do you say?
In
absolutely
that?
Not.
There you go.
I know, right?
Jay Light
this
even
is
has
what,
enough sense.
I'm not a black comedian, but this would be a black comedian being like, white people.
White people definitely want to feed sharks.
White people want to feed sharks. White people want to swim with dolphins.
Because in general, there's no danger in white people's lives.
Right. Mm-hmm. White people want a hang glide, wingsuit.
And if you're feeding a shark and then that shark pulls you into the water, do people get to say you died doing what you love? Or you died doing what the shark
loved?
She
died doing what she loved.
Shark, yeah. That's shark, you're in the shark's turf at that
She
point.
Died doing what sharks love.
Yep. She died doing. She died participating in something that at least made the shark happy.
And
is this a sanctioned tour? Tourist activity in Australia?
Yes,
feeding
exactly
the sharks.
Where I was going to go, Jay.
Feeding the sharks. Like, I get
what are we
feeding
doing tomorrow? I'm still jet lagged.
Let's feed the sharks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I get feeding the shark. You didn't have to put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And like have
that's
it
the moment
take it
where
out.
Like it's going to jump up and take
you
it
know
out
like that moment where like the zookeeper like puts the banana in the mouth and like the orangutan takes it out. Uh-huh. I'm always like
just
your
really
face
trying
is going
to
get eaten off right here.
I'm really trying to lady and a tramp this shark here.
Well, all that is like the ultimate power move. That what you're saying to everybody who's watching is like
I have
control
so much
shark.
Control
right.
of this.
You know, you're like the person in Cleveland who had the hostages. You know what I mean? It's like, they're not going to leave the house.
Right.
He's not going to bite my face off. And in that moment, I'm like, bite the face
Here's
off.
Here's the thing,
bite
too. Do you think the shark only considers what's in your hand food.
No, the whole thing.
You're all food.
There aren't a lot of situations in our lives where the plate, like, you're talking about like a salad that's also a taco shell?
Yeah, a salad's a taco shell.
All Look, you're going to eat all of it.
It's also, you know
what
that is?
You're going to eat all of it.
A large taco.
Yeah.
It's a large taco.
It's a human taco. She's a human taco. She's like the shell.
It's like in cartoons when you see somebody turn into a steak after they've been sitting on a desert island. That's all a shark sees.
Right. That's all they see. A giant hot dog like, feeding her another hot dog.
Your dog can tell the difference between the treat in your hand. Yes. But a shark is like, that's all treat.
By the way, I'm always amazed at how the dog can tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my dog is an English bulldog, and I'm always amazed that, like,
he doesn't get your finger.
He doesn't get your hand. You know, he's so hungry, and he wants it so badly. It's this tiny little thing. It's a very small error. Yeah, eyes are on the side of his head. They're not looking
small
forward.
Margin for error, but he makes it.
He makes it every time.
Yeah. Well, shark, I also think we might be on the edge here of creating a new term in life, that when you are consistently upping the ante of like having a good time, you're feeding the shark. Instead of jumping the shark, like
feeding the shark.
Oh, God, you fed the shark on that one.
Yeah,
that was too much.
You pushed it too far. You went too far. One step too far.
No, jumping the shark is one step too far. Feeding the shark means you want to get to that point.
Yeah, living on the edge.
That's right. Aerosmith. Melissa Brunning was on a yacht in the remote.
I hate her already.
I'm jealous.
I am.
Kimberly, probably. Mm-hmm. Region in the northwest part of the country, located about 1,500 miles north of Perth.
Okay.
When she tried to hand feed up to four tawny nurse sharks swimming around her boat. Mm-mm. Brunning told the West Australian that she didn't realize she shouldn't hand feed a shark until the animal became, quote, like a Hoover. Yes, Randy?
Okay, Dan. The way you presented this is that she went to, like,
a shark feeding situation.
It is.
What?
It's a shark feeding experience. It's a Groupon.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She's just saying, personally, she didn't realize.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't realize I shouldn't hand feed a shark until the animal became, quote, like a Hoover, sucking her right index finger into its mouth full of rows of razor sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Well, they're nurse sharks. They're not doctor sharks. They don't seem that dangerous. Right.
They're just doing their best.
They're medical assistant sharks.
Here, look. Here's the video.
What?
Oh, there's a... It's going to come up again. Give it one sec.
Dan.
She's going to show her hand.
She shows her finger. Oh, God.
And then she gets...
She's like, here, this
is... He's saying, how dare the shark?
Oh, God.
Yeah. But see, it's a whole thing. They're all doing it.
They're all doing it.
Yes. It's set up like a platform where they swim around.
She's also... in a bikini, which nothing wrong with that, but she's not wearing, like, you should be in a wetsuit
with a
metal hand.
Yeah.
Then extend, you know the claw, I don't know if you've ever been to New York City, the claw.
At a Korean deli
where they use to get the stuff off the top shelf. Like,
that's what you should feed the shark.
Use the claw to hand it to the...
This is the one time you can touch a situation with a 10-foot pole. It makes sense.
Yes. That is the only way to do it.
Exactly.
I would definitely feed that shark with a 10-foot pole. She goes...
But it didn't look like she got dragged there into water.
She does. Oh. Yeah. Maybe it was cut off, but there's one thing where she gets pulled in and then they all start trying to pull her back. Okay. Quote, I think the shark was in shock as much as I was.
No, it wasn't.
That shark was like, this is a Tuesday.
Here we go. This is what we do.
The only way I can describe it is this immense pressure, and it felt like it was shredding it off the bone, she told the paper. I came up and I was like, I've lost my finger. My finger's gone. Is that your favorite finger? Get out of the water.
Yeah, no, I lost my finger.
She's yelling at the shark. My finger?
I've lost my finger as if like suddenly it was on me and then it was gone.
Has anybody seen my finger?
Yeah.
Did I have all my fingers when I came to the beach?
Where did you put it last?
I hate that question.
Now I gotta wear my dress finger for the rest of this trip. This is so
the dress finger is really...
Check your pocket.
Well, the problem with the dress finger is that it doesn't go with anything.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times you're looking at it like, I can't...
No, this is just too ornate.
I'm just...
Right.
I'm just wearing a cover-up and a swimsuit.
This is ivory, and it doesn't match anything else that I'm wearing.
Let me ask you guys. This is second day of your vacation. You staying? And are you becoming the person who will not let it drop constantly that you were attacked by a shark?
Yeah.
Can we get a table for two? A little bit less than two. Look at my finger here. I just was recently bit my shark. Like, you got to let this go.
No, they're at, like, can we get a different table that's maybe not close to the bathrooms? I mean, I would totally accept it if I hadn't been bitten by a shark.
Right. Just,
hadn't had my finger ripped off by a shark. But right now, my finger was ripped off by a shark.
Her boyfriend's like, I didn't sleep great last night. Oh, really? You didn't sleep great? I was bitten by a shark.
Did you hear that rooster at 5 in the morning? It was waking everybody up.
I was busy looking where my finger used to be.
The shark also pulled her into the water of Dugong Bay, which is inhabited by saltwater crocodiles that can grow up to 20 feet long.
I don't go on a boat in that thing. I don't go on that boat.
So you're saying that's when the dumbness started.
The dumbness started with being like, let's go in this little bay.
It's on a yacht, which seems like it's too nice. There's no situation. Right. If it was like an airboat or a canoe with holes
in
it.
Fan boat,
definitely not going to get on board.
You have to pay extra for that experience.
Yeah, you get closer to the animals.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's an arrogance. I'm on a yacht. Nothing's going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. I can feed these sharks. You're like a superwoman.
Right.
You're not.
No.
The entire harrowing encounter was captured on video, which we'll put up on the Dumb People Town Facebook page.
It's circulated around the news things, but like, how many times do you show that video? Like, how many times do they go to a party and they're like, did you guys see? Yes, we saw it. We saw it. I show you again? Nope. No.
I hope if she ever gets married that footage makes the slideshow.
That's right. It's got to make the slideshow.
Put that in the wedding slideshow during the cocktail hour.
Put Yakety Sax underneath it. Make it real wacky.
Are you guys on record as saying none of you would do this?
No way.
No one with a brain in their head would do this.
I don't need to see. By the way, have you ever seen a shark live? I have.
No, that's what I was going to ask you. Would you?
So I was in Hawaii and I saw Humble Brag. I've been to Hawaii.
No, we get it. Yeah.
And this was like 5 years ago. And all these people near the beach started running out of the water. Okay. And I'm like, what is going on? What is going on?
That's never a good sign.
Never a good sign. And I saw the pointed fin about 20 feet from the shoreline, like swimming like this near the shoreline.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's insane.
So I went
shark.
I went snorkeling and the water was super clear. Like you could see 200 feet down or 100 feet down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And as we're snorkeling along the top.
Where are you at?
In Hawaii and out from the from the boat. Like so you'd get in the water, you snorkel around, and I saw down 100 feet below me a tiger shark swimming around. And you say to yourself, how – like, they could go 100 feet very quickly, and there's no way that you can even – I'm like, this is a point where you feel like you're out of control.
Yeah.
It was insane because your blood starts to rush, and there's, like, no need to get that close. I was as close as I needed to be to that thing.
Right. Jay, like, what happened to you when you looked at a picture of Hawaii once?
Oh, man.
Because that's as close as I've ever gotten.
So much loss, sense of pangs. I would be
lucky
to
be there.
I would be too. I'm terrified of like losing a finger if I ever fed a horse. Well, I couldn't imagine feeding a shark.
Would you guys, would you swim, like get into a cage with great whites?
No absolutely way.
Would
not.
You do it, Jay?
If it was a cage and I could see, like, if they had video of sharks ramming against this
and the
cage
held
full
up.
Force, the cage held up, I might do that.
No, you would
I would
not.
Do it. I would
might.
Do it.
Are you kidding
You're
me,
You're trusting a cage that you don't know what that cage has been through.
I don't think it's their first day in business.
Fine,
it's
but like, what
up,
if the cage
you don't want it to be their last day? You don't know if it's going to be their last day in business.
That's right.
Wouldn't it just be amazing, though, to see like a huge great white or a hammerhead
It'd
or something?
It'd be cool. I'd love to see that go past. And then even if I die, I'll just make sure they get a shark bite out of my tombstone.
In Dumb People Town listen.
Shark bite out of your tombstone?
That, you
and
got
that sound.
You got They probably sell them right there. Yeah. There's got to be people in Dumb People Town, like listeners who have done it, right?
I'm sure.
I'm sure there are.
If you have,
if you have a business.
We're going to post this video. If you have a business where you
invite
give
us.
People,
would
invite
you do
us,
it if
number
we were
one.
Like in Tampa?
I don't know.
But they'd
in
probably
Tampa?
Have great whites there, right?
Probably not.
No, we would need like, probably here. There's great whites around here.
I bet Jan Flato has operated a,
like he's a shark cage. A shark cage before.
He's been the guy
he's
who
like, I'm
the
rope
cage.
Guy on the shark cage.
It says the entire Harry and Connor's caption on video, which shows Brunning screaming as she's dragged into the water before the boat's crew and her friends pull her out.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
You also think if you're bending over a platform off the back of a yacht feeding sharks, maybe tether yourself to something?
No. This is a woman who did not think anything was
going on.
She's drunk. She is drunk.
Yeah, they're popping bottles.
They're popping bottles.
They're getting ready to go. Then they're popping fingers.
And
then Nurse sharks are bottom dwellers, that's rude, that are mostly harmless to humans, according to National Geographic. They are up to 14 feet long and have very strong jaws filled with thousands of tiny serrated teeth.
By the way,
how can you say that and say it's mostly harmless to humans?
By the way, mostly harmless.
That's
means
all I need.
That's all I need to know.
There's
some harm. Some
there's
harm.
Chance
mostly
of harm.
Harmless, but there's a.
So when you say most out of 100%, that's 60, 70%.
Yeah, 60, 70 maybe. 30% harm.
If we ever do shows in Australia and we're there in the summer, I'd go do this.
No, you will not, Dan. Dan, I will not let
you
do it.
I don't want you to.
I would not let you do it.
What happens if something happens to your... Look at your finger. You're using all your fingers right now on the computer.
Well, I don't know. I'd probably get 10 minutes, a new bit out of
it. I'll take you to Kangaroo Island.
You guys would get one out of it also, but we'd have the first comedy
act. Dan will let you go into a shark cage.
Two different acts are doing the same bit from different perspectives.
Different angles.
Has that happened?
No, that would be great. That would
be
amazing.
Be amazing.
Have you seen the Sklar's new shark bit? Have you seen Dan's new shark bit?
Same bit.
Different angles.
Different angles. Same story.
Oh, that would be funny because your whole ego would be like, we told him to stop.
Let's tell you a story about our friend.
It's a real Rashomon of a sandwich.
It'd be great if we did it in the same show, too.
It'd be amazing.
The sharks will bite, no shit, and act defensive if they are stepped on or bothered by divers who assume they're docile. Don't dive and start messing with sharks.
By the way, who is assuming that
it's
a shark is docile?
Hey, got your nose.
Right. Oh. They love it when you fuck with them.
Yeah.
Brunning sustained cuts, a fracture, a torn ligament, and a bad infection from the bite, but did not lose her finger.
It's a shame. She should have lost something.
She lost her innocence. The 34-year-old told the West Australian the incident was completely my fault and just a stupid thing to do.
That's what I like to
hear.
She's
had an awakening.
That's what I like to hear.
Quote, it's not the shark's fault at all.
No,
it isn't the shark's fault.
Is there people being like, that damn shark?
Yes.
By the way,
there was, and I read this whole story, and I might have even sent it to you, but there was an alligator or a crocodile that there was a guy in a village, I want to say in either Thailand or India, I'm not sure, who I think had to go by and either pick things up out of this marshy area or farm out of this marshy area, it's unclear what he was doing in there, and a crocodile killed him. So the villagers went as a mob with shovels and stuff, and they killed like 75 crocodiles and just laid them all out.
What?
So
like they're a terrorist organization.
Yeah, like they got rid of them. We did it. No, you didn't.
So you're right. There are people who
blame
the shark.
Maybe the crocodiles eat mosquitoes that keep malaria from you.
Do you remember the kids in the hall sketch, Scora, the friendly shark? Don't hate him. He hates himself. Don't blame him. He blames himself.
No,
they all sing
I love
the
that.
Song. Oh, my God.
Don't
I love
him,
that.
Blame him. He blames himself.
It's not the shark's fault, but it could have been a lot worse, she told the paper, adding, I'm not a shark victim. I have full respect for sharks. I think they're incredible. I have always had the opinion that when you're in the water, they're the top of the food chain. It's their domain. She's really done an about face.
She's like, don't be mad at me, other shark. Like she's like, when they read this, they're gonna think I was pretty okay. I'm not going to come off like a dick to the sharks. That's all I care about. Let me put some good quotes.
She's really trying to spin it back.
Yeah. Real shark positive. I'm a friend of the community.
I'm shark forward.
I'm shark forward. Yeah. That's a story, guys.
Wow.
So many.
Holy shit.
When I see a story about a woman getting pulled into oceanic crocodile infested waters after being bit by a shark she tried to feed, I'm like, that's dumb people talk.
What if someone in their group was like, we didn't get to feed any crocodiles today?
Yeah, I'm sad that there's no crocodile involvement in this story.
We almost did.
Yeah, you almost did.
Part of me wanted the shark to be Mark Cuban and have him throw her into like an alligator.
The shark, he's Mark Cuban, he's like, look, before I pull you into this water, I'm going to take 2%. I'll take 1% of your body for $10,000. Once I get that 1% back, I'll give you the rest of your body back.
Why isn't there Alligator Tank, which is the place the people who lose on Shark Tank then go to try and sell the ideas that weren't there?
For this to be edited out, Randy.
It's for a couple of people. Like, they're not that successful, but do you think that they might be able to help you out?
I'm trying to sell Tackle Box that's got four tiers instead of three.
We don't need that.
What's your business model?
Sag it to the Alligator Tank.
crocodile tank.
Take it to the alligator.
Croc tank.
And they have to pitch in Crocs. They have to be wearing Crocs when they make it. Everybody in the croc tank, the people who are judging it and the other people.
Yeah. Suits and Crocs.
All wearing Crocs.
So relaxed, though.
Never been more comfortable. All right, there you go. That's a mini episode. He's Jay Light. Follow him on Twitter. You are
at Diet Jay on Twitter and Instagram.
At Diet Jay. Follow him. Check out, if you do get a chance to, you run the Periscope, but
one of the best battlers out there, and he's actually going to help us with some writing.
Nice. Yeah, this drops this Friday,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And we are going to shoot. It's going to air at the end of the month. We will announce it right now. Jay and I are going to roast each other
on this season
of Comedy Central's Roast Battle. And we're nervous about it. We're very nervous about it.
Don't be.
But I think
it's gonna be fun.
With the help of some fantastic roast writers.
It's going to be fun.
And I want to mention this. Randy and I, tonight, are in Schaumburg, Illinois.
That's right.
At the Chicago Improv with our buddy Nate Abshire, one of the best comedians
we know.
Come
on, Chicago townies.
Please, Chicago townies, we need your presence
in
Schaumburg.
We have two shows tonight, Friday, two shows Saturday, and one show Sunday.
Nice. So if you're gone all weekend, come see us on Sunday night
at the Schaumburg Improv.
The Chicago Improv in Schaumburg, Illinois. It's our first time doing this club. We'd love to have some positive
townie people there.
Heck,
we'll see you there this weekend.
And, we got to get back to work. Dum, dum, dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.